Let's do our time capsule moment before we close because we owe you some intellectual honesty. Back in May, we reported that Ukraine had hit its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea that month. We presented this as evidence of Kyiv's expanding long-range strike capabilities. Here's the problem: the Caspian Sea is landlocked, far from any territory Ukraine controls, and no such attacks were ever confirmed. That story should not have aired as fact. We regret it, and we're flagging it explicitly so you know we take verification seriously, even when we get it wrong.
We also said in that same stretch that companies ignoring this trend might find themselves facing unexpected competition from directions they didn't anticipate. That sentence, stripped of context, is an unfalsifiable truism. It means everything and nothing. We're going to hold ourselves to a higher standard. Specific claims, specific evidence, specific things to watch for. Which is exactly what we tried to do today with the AI economics discussion.
So where does today leave us heading into the weekend? The Ukraine diplomatic track is the one to watch most closely. If Witkoff and Kushner make it to both Moscow and Kyiv this weekend, that's meaningful. Even a failed trip establishes whether direct negotiation is possible. If the visit collapses entirely, we're looking at a diplomatic reset that could take months to rebuild. Wheat markets, European defense stocks, and Ukrainian bond prices will all react.
The September 8th Canada tariff implementation is the near-term economic flashpoint for markets. 4 days from now, more than 700 American products face Canadian counter-tariffs. Whether the two sides find a last-minute reason to pause or proceed will tell us something about how serious this trade conflict really is. A lot of the rhetoric from both sides has been maximalist, and maximalist rhetoric sometimes precedes a deal more than an escalation. But not always.
The FAA authorization for SpaceX Flight 14 on September 15th is the space event to watch. Deploying operational Starlink V3 satellites for the first time changes the commercial satellite internet landscape in ways that competitors are going to have to respond to quickly. And the broader AI infrastructure story, transformers, power equipment, DRAM shortages, these are the physical constraints that no software innovation can wish away. The next 3 months of data on power grid investments and equipment lead times will tell us more about the realistic pace of the AI build-out than any benchmark announcement.
We should also say, every segment of today's episode is designed to stand alone. If the Ukraine analysis is what matters to you, share that segment. If the AI economics discussion or the science stories are what you came for, those work independently. That's by design, and we're genuinely glad when pieces of this find their way to the people who need them.
One more thing before we sign off. This podcast is made possible in meaningful part by Claude Code from Anthropic, which handles our script generation and production automation, and by Perplexity, which powers our real-time topic discovery and research. What used to require an entire production team, writers, researchers, editors, producers, we can now do with two hosts, good tools, and genuine curiosity about the world. That's not a small thing. We're grateful for what these tools make possible, and we think it matters that independent voices can produce at this level without institutional backing.
Have a good weekend. Watch those September 8th tariff developments, check in on the Witkoff-Kushner trip, and keep an eye on those enterprise AI renewal numbers when they start filtering through. I'm Sarah Chen.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez. We'll be back Monday.